KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Morgan Wood, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Production resumes today at the Abbott Nutrition Plant in Michigan after it was closed for the past 4 months over possible product contamination. The FDA has finished its probe of the facility after it was cited as one of the reasons for the shortage of baby formula across the U.S. New York State is putting more than $3 million towards addressing health inequities in Black communities. Governor Kathy Hochul says the funding will be distributed to 20 churches across New York City. And running back Frank Gore is set to retire after signing a one-day contract with the San Francisco 49ers, wrapping up his 16-year career in the NFL. Gore is the third all-time leading rusher with 16,000 yards. And that's the latest. I'm Morgan Wood from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
It's that time of year again, graduation season. Be smart and make good choices as you celebrate. Don't let alcohol get in the way. Don't let drunk drive. Drive sober. Go safely, California. From the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
If you're not listening to Tavis Smiley weekday mornings on KBLA Talk 1580, you're missing out. Everybody wants to talk to Tavis.
That's one reason, by the way, why I'm so thrilled to have this conversation with you today. The three people I always most hoped would interview me were Phil Donahue, Studs Terkel, and Tavis Smiley. Donahue's retired, Terkel's deceased, so this is a real thrill for me. And the reason why I have such respect for what you do is you have a historically informed conversation of depth and detail.
Be sure to tune in to Tavis Smiley, weekday mornings, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, on your unapologetically progressive radio station, KBLA Talk 1580. KBLA Talk
1580. The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. This is Reverend Gerald, the life coach and addiction counselor, coming to you live from the KBLA Talk 1580 studios in Leimert Park. Urban Family Focus is that show that talks about the stuff that doesn't get talked about enough around the dinner table in most urban households. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to your questions about it. We bring you qualified experts that offer knowledge, tools, and coping skills needed for individuals and families to live their best life. As for living your best life, Sister Nawili tells us this week, you are becoming more yourself each and every day, and that is something to celebrate. Our goal here is to make sure that all of you who get up early catch that worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. So tell your friends and family to download the KBLA 1580 app so they can listen to this great station anytime, anywhere. We've got a lot to talk about on KBLA Talk 1580, and this morning's conversation is around the general topic of conflict resolution. But what we're discussing this morning is having a conversation about the great expectations and disappointments of marriage and how to maximize your relationships. Our guest this morning is Dr. Ryel Sims. He's a relationship scientist. He's a licensed, certified relationship coach, counselor, marriage facilitator, and body language expert. He integrates the disciplines of cognitive neuropsychology, biology, anthropology, and body language to teach people how to make wise personal and professional relationship choices. He's internationally recognized as a relationship coach and has been featured on too many media outlets to mention. But I will mention that he was the official relationship coach for Tavis Smiley's foundation. He's more than a relationship advisor. He's more than somebody that just deals with the entertainment industry. Dr. Sims speaks at correctional centers, colleges, churches, and is working on a book series on the neuroscience of relationships. Dr. Sims, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
We're glad to have you with us today, and I know you got some nuggets for the people as far as building and sustaining those relationships. But before we get into that conversation, tell us a little bit about your journey and how your passion to help people strengthen and sustain relationships came to evolve.
Wow. it actually started with me just talking too much about relationships. I worked for the film industry as well, and I was always talking about relationships and thinking about relationship theme type films. And somebody just said, "Hey, I think you found your calling." And I was like, "Yeah, I guess so." So I decided to venture into the relationship arena, and when I started off as just a relationship, well, nobody, then I started off as a relationship coach, and then I wanted to give a little bit more advice in relationships. So I went back to school and decided that, I wanted to not only just be a psychologist, but I wanted to know a little bit more about the science of relationships, why we do what we do from an eco-bio, psychosocial, and spiritual point of view. And I wanted to give that advice where it could help people understand why we do what we do. It was times that I'm on panels with other experts, and I just wanted to give a little bit more of what we were giving at times when I was in lectures and seminars and workshops. And I found that was my niche. And so I started working. I worked with, I was the expert for Tavis Smiley's Youth Institute too as well. And that really helped me as well. I was also the relationship expert for KGLH with Cliff and Ade. And then I just started touring and traveling all over. I've been on several radio stations in London, England, Virgin Islands, Zimbabwe, Africa. Several places, and just speaking all over the world on the science of relationships and why we do what we do. You know, I tried to cut it short. I mean, it's a lot more.
The thing I want you to touch on, we just got a quick minute here. You mentioned the science of relationship, and you speak of that neuroscience. Can you, in layman's terms, tell people what you really mean when you speak it in a scientific way?
Yeah. Sometimes I have to make sure people understand when I do say science, I really mean merely the discovery of what God created, because it's really us just discovering, things about, what we do and how we do it. But it's really, it's all God, right? Mm-hmm. So some of those things are, when we meet each other, what's the first thing that we do is, we're actually smelling each other, and we're smelling each other actually to see if we have a match. And what it is that it's when two, well, actually every living, breathing creature, when they come together, that's something that we notice when it comes to other species. The first thing we do is smell, and we smell because we're actually trying to find if we have the opposite match, to find that interest, that chemistry. When we hear people say chemistry, we got good chemistry.
Right.
Well, we don't realize that is actually being formed just based on smell alone. And we're actually smelling each other's chemistry, and we're actually seeing if we have the opposite match. The opposite match is what makes a match. So those of you who are in relationships and actually, you know, in a great, vitalized, harmonious, cohesive working relationship, it's most likely because you guys have good chemistry, and that good chemistry is the opposite match of one's DNA, one's immune system. And we actually do this every day when we interact with another species.
Hold that point, Dr. Sims. When we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Rael Sims, who's a relationship scientist, is going to talk about how we manage and maintain and maximize our relationships. You're listening to Urban Family Focus on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BA Business Ready, and BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Hello, my name is Gina Viola, and I'm running to be the next mayor of Los Angeles. I am honored to have the personal endorsements of Black Lives Matter Los Angeles leaders Dr. Malina Abdullah and Baba Akili. I'm an activist, organizer, and a mother of two LAUSD children. I am fighting for a $39 an hour living wage, housing for all, and redirecting our funds from the overbloated LAPD budget to invest in our communities like we've never seen before. The time is now for transformation over reform, a time to reimagine a world that's truly fit for our children and future generations. We have a unique opportunity in this primary to vote our values, to vote for us, not against us. I humbly ask for your vote. Please vote Gina Viola for mayor on or before June 7th and visit gina4la.com. This message was paid for by Viola for Mayor 2022, 445 South Figueroa Street, Suite 3100, Los Angeles, California, 90071. Additional information is available at ethics.lacity.org.
The National Coalition of 100 Black Women Los Angeles Chapter will host its annual Who's Who in the Community Scholarship Fundraiser Gala on Saturday, June 11th, 2022, from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. This year's award ceremony theme is Unsung Sheroes, honoring exceptional women in the greater Los Angeles community. Save the date, June 11th, at the Proud Bird Restaurant Tuskegee Room from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m., featuring keynote guest speaker Wendy Gladney, founder of Forgiving for Living Incorporated. The evening will be a celebration honoring dynamic women, including dining, music, dancing, and a silent auction. Individual tickets, tables, ad space, and sponsorships are available. To purchase, please email 100blackwomenla@gmail.com or visit the website 100blackwomen.org/gala.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith,
a spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, addiction counselor and life coach. And this morning, we're having a conversation on the great expectations, disappointments of marriage, and how to maximize our relationship with relationship scientist Dr. Rael Sims. Dr. Sims, before you finish that comment about the scientific part of relationships, I want to let everybody know who's listening, and I know there are a lot of you listening who have relationship questions. Give us a call here at KBLA Talk 1580. That's KBLA Talk 1580 at 800-920-1580. 800-920-1580. And you can call in and get your relationships questions answered. And before we answer any of those questions, I do have something important I want to share with everybody. Tuesday, June 7th, is Election Day. And African-American voters are presently in last place in returning their ballots. So if you're voting by mail, please get your ballot in the mail right away. There's a lot at stake in this election, and your vote can be the difference maker between important races for governor, mayor, city attorney, L.A. County Sheriff, Congress, State Assembly, and State Senate races, including judges and other important positions. So you can visit the KBLA 1580 website, where you'll find what you need to know on all the primary elections for Tuesday, June 7th, Dominique DePrima's conversations with candidates. There's been nobody that's had more conversations with candidates than Dominique DePrima. And you can get this information, and also you can get info on free vaccinations and some of the locations that are still available for that, so you can vote in person on June 7th. A lot of this and more is available at KBLA 1580. We've got a lot to talk about, and this message is paid for by the African American Voter Registration and Education and Participation Project. Get out and vote, people. Don't be lagging on those ballots. So, Dr. Rael, before we took a pause, you were speaking a little bit about the mental neuroscience of relationships and trying to break that down so people understand what we're talking about. And you mentioned that you actually can smell your mate, that opposite scent attraction. So you want to pick up on that and continue that thought for us, please?
Yeah, sure. That's something that every living, breathing creature do actually on Earth. When you see two canines coming together, the first thing they do is smell, because it's really important for us. It's not only to see if we have chemistry, but also just it protects us from the other species, to make sure that other species doesn't have a pathogen or a virus or bacteria. You know, if we smell someone's, you know, bad breath, the first thing we do is we back up, right? And that is naturally with our amygdala, our fight or flight. It protects us. To talk about not only protecting, but that chemistry is very important. And what we do is that we actually sometimes we ignore it just based on one's symmetric symmetry or golden ratio, right? The face, the, you know, how good that person looks, or, you know, how great that body is. But actually, we need to be mindful to pay attention to our discernment, to our spirit, to what our spirit and our frequency is telling us about this other person. And most of the time, you know, it's not a match, and we just like, oh no, but, you know, she's so fine, or look at her body, or he's so handsome, you know. But we should really be focused on how our body is talking to us, right? Our body tells us we're thirsty, we're hungry, right? So it also tells us, you know, this is not a match for you. This is not a person that you would have chemistry with. So we have to pay more attention to self.
Yes, yeah. It's, you know, it's hard for us to listen to that, as I call it, that still small voice within. You know, that grandma used to call it that mother wit, you know, that intuitive instinct.
Yes. The mother wit. Yes, you're right.
We have that. You know, God gave us that ability to sense things. But like you say, sometimes the visual overrides those instincts. The visual is very powerful. Yeah. That's why you see so many, I tell people this all the time, that's why you see so many pharmaceutical commercials on television and you don't hear any on radio, because they know if they show you this vision of this beautiful girl riding through the field, you know, on a white horse and families playing together and having a barbecue in the backyard, all while they're telling you, if you take this medicine, you're going to grow horns. You know, you still go out and tell the doctor to get it, because that visual is so powerful.
Go out, right, absolutely.
You
know?
So in relationships,
and they tell you about 100 things.
Yeah. Oh. You close your eyes next time you see a pharmaceutical commercial, people. But anyway, you know, it's getting back to what your point is. Sometimes we allow the visual to override
and don't
those instincts.
The cars between your commercial.
You know, so that's a good thing. So what I want to get into a little bit today, Dr. Sims, is you know, we're talking about marriage is one of the topics we were going to cover today. And I just did a ceremony last weekend, actually, for a couple that was celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. And it dawned on me that less than 5% of people who enter into wedlock stay married to one person for 50 years. Now, mortality has something to do with that. But, you know, for those people who are have that opportunity, and it's not mortality that separates them, what do you think the key is for those people who are able to go through all the changes and traumas and disappointments and excitements and manage to make it that long? What do you think the key or some keys are for people to make that happen?
Yeah, I think stick-to-itiveness is the key to making sure that, you know, when we get into a relationship, it's about working and having that understanding that going into a relationship and being married doesn't mean that everything is just going to be, you know, roses. You know, you're going to run into some challenges, some barriers, right? And it's really important to understand that during that period, I think it's really good to have a good communication, one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when we do talk about good communication, I think it's all about understanding one's communication, not just communication, but understanding one's communication. And I think that's really important, too, as well. You know, I think it's also novelty. I think novelty is really important to add new things and different things into your relationship, right? You don't want to be in a relationship and it's, you know, everything is just routine, the same thing every day, right? Mm-hmm. I come home, you know, we eat, we look at television, and we go to bed, and then we go to work. And just imagine that, you know, mm-hmm. every day is the same thing.
Right.
So I think having novelty is really, really important.
So,
yeah.
So keeping it fresh is basically what you're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Keeping it fresh. And it's so important. Keeping it fresh and making sure that you do that check-in with the relationships, too, and having that conversation with each other. And just being very passionate with each other, you know, wanting to know, wanting to listen, be an empirical listener in order to respond correctly, you know, and not listen as a fault seeker, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's really important when you're having conversations is to really, really, really take time to hear one and to listen, to be a, you know, a good listener too as well, because I think that's really important too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's you touching on some hot buttons now, that being a good listener and conversation, you know, that's I guess I have to say that's one of the challenges I have talking with people all day, you know, as a counselor, as a coach, you know, and even when I was a salesperson, I would talk, you know, to people all day long. And sometimes when I get home, the last thing I want to do is talk, you know, or I spend so much time talking from a work or helping people perspective. I don't talk as much at home as I should. And, you know, so I can identify with what you're saying as far as being that good listener and taking some time to have conversations and talk about different things, different subjects and keeping things lively, so to speak. So what?
Yeah. I think it's.
Go ahead. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's really important, like you said, having different conversations, taking out that time and being mindful to take that time, you know, because we all, everybody, I mean, all of these hardworking people at work, you know, they are dealing with, you know, several people. If you're a manager, a supervisor, right, administrator, you know, you're doing a lot and you're helping other people, right? And so you're pretty exhausted. Right. And you come home and it's like, hey, I just want to cool out. You know, I don't really want to talk much because I've been talking all day. Mm-hmm. Right. And we have to be mindful of our significant other that, you know, the same thing that we're giving to other people. How is it that I can give it to my significant other as well? So we have to also learn how to balance that out. Right. When we get home, we have to learn how to give our significant other. Now, you know, what does that mean, balance? That's something that we have to have a conversation about. You know, that's something that we have to let our significant other mm-hmm. know so they understand why I'm not talking immediately when I come home because I need to decompress, mm-hmm. right? You know, and I think it's really important to allow your spouse, your significant other to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think all those things considered, it's like, you know, the old adage, you know, people set date nights. They set times, you know, where it's just the two of them. And I think that can help, too, is if you designate some periods where it's, you know, downtime, quiet time, but it's that downtime and quiet time is spent in unison, not just separate and apart. That'll help us.
Oh, absolutely. You know, yeah, absolutely. 100%. I agree. Yeah, absolutely. You know, setting some of that time because, yeah, we're so busy. And I think it's really important to take out that time to set that date night. Right.
Exactly.
You know, especially if you have kids. Right. So we're talking work. We're talking about kids. And, you know, even if you're self-employed and you're self-employed, you're working even harder, too. So I think it's really important to make sure that you take that date night. Absolutely.
One of the things you mentioned was understanding each other's communication. So why is understanding each other's communication more critical than just communicating with your significant other?
Yeah.
See, how do you understand?
We say with the, you know, usually you hear the term, you know, a great marriage, you know, or, you know, a vitalized, harmonious, cohesive working relationship is communication. But the real thing is that we have to understand that it's not just communication because we all communicate in a relationship, right? And if it was just communication, then we would all have a perfect relationship. The thing is that we have to understand when we talk about communication, we're talking about understanding one's communication. You know, some people say we just don't communicate anymore, and that's impossible too because you may not communicate verbally, but you're communicating non-verbally. You know, throwing the plate down on the table really hard, slamming the door. You're saying something right now. You're talking to your significant other, and that's why it's important to sit down and have a real conversation. And understanding one's conversation is. I said it earlier, not listening for as a fault seeker, mm-hmm. right? Not listening to jump in and say, oh, you're wrong about this, you know, but to really listen to understand. And we, you know, this is a skill that at one time I wanted to teach, but actually this is a skill that we all have. We all have this skill. You know, if you graduated even from grammar school, right, mm-hmm. high school, college, we use the listening tool, right? We listen to our teacher, right? So we know what kind of homework we need to do. We listen to our teacher so we can get that good grade, right? We listen to our teacher so we can pass that class. We listen to our teachers so we can graduate, right? So the thing is that we have to give that same respect to our significant other because you can listen. You listen to understand. And that's the importance. You listen to understand. And we all do that. We listen to understand. If the police pull us over, we listen to understand, right?
We better.
We're at the hospital.
If we want to live, listen. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. Exactly. We listen to our doctors, you know, in the hospital to understand. But the thing is that we don't give that same respect to our significant other at home. It's not something that we don't have. We have it. We just have to be mindful and respectful to give that to our significant other and to listen. Something that we call mirroring when we counseling, and you know this too, right, Pastor? We have to mirror one's communication. So to let that person, to let our significant other know that we understand you, that at least we hear you, right?
Dr. Sims, hold that point one second. We're going to continue this conversation with Dr. Ryo Sims, talking about managing our relationships, in particular marriages. Here on KBLA Talk 1580, I'm Reverend Gerald, the Life Coach, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Morgan Wood, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The White House is cheering the most recent monthly jobs report after the economy added 390,000 jobs in May. White House economist Heather Boucher said it reflects an ongoing strong jobs market. Stockton, California's new police chief was sworn in on Thursday. He is the city's first Black police chief. The former deputy of the San Jose Police Department took the oath of office and received the police chief badge during a ceremony yesterday at the Stockton Memorial Civic Auditorium. And the Paramount Plus series Hip Hop My House is set to premiere on June 21st with rapper Cam'ron as the host. The show is set to revamp fans' houses with the creative inspiration from music stars like Tyga, Nelly, and more. And that's the latest. I'm Morgan Wood from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
It's that time of year again, graduation season. Be smart and make good choices as you celebrate. Don't let alcohol get in the way. Don't let drunk drive. Drive sober. Go safely, California. From the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
If you're not listening to Tavis Smiley weekday mornings on KBLA Talk 1580, you're missing out. Everybody wants to talk to Tavis.
That's one reason, by the way, why I'm so thrilled to have this conversation with you today. The three people I always most hoped would interview me were Phil Donahue, Studs Terkel, and Tavis Smiley. Donahue's retired, Terkel's deceased, so this is a real thrill for me. And the reason why I have such respect for what you do is you have a historically informed conversation of depth and detail.
Be sure to tune in to Tavis Smiley, weekday mornings, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, on your unapologetically progressive radio station, KBLA Talk 1580. KBLA Talk
1580. Have you been hearing about cryptocurrency and wanting to get involved? Go to the virtualundergroundrailroad.io or text 424-317-7373. That's 424-317-7373. Look no further. I've created a space where you can feel safe. Get daily news and updates, live discussions, and interaction with the crypto expert, me, Naja Roberts. The Virtual Underground Railroad was created to lead people to educational freedom. 98% of all financial instruments were not created nor designed for people of color to win. I have created a safe house for 2022 as it relates to everything in your life, from cryptocurrency to life insurance to 401k breakdowns to credit repair to self-sovereignty. And there's also additional courses and more. Join the Virtual Underground Railroad or text 424-317-7373. Again, 424-317-7373 and get information on how to join the Virtual Underground Railroad. Welcome to the Virtual Underground Railroad with me, Naja Roberts.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Folding Shorts. Goes last long, it's TP Goes, yeah. Charmin's got six rolls in one, lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by
Welcome
Pfizer.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road. Maybe your best friend too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. You and your friend both look over at each other, and then he puts his head back out the window. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired a karate teacher to trim their hedges.
Hey-ya! Man, these shrubs are not made of plywood. Don't worry, another few chops should do it. Yeah! Nope! Yeah! Dang!
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
Oh, this treehouse looks like particle board. Yeah, there we go. I'm starting to doubt myself.
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
How do you spend your audio time on smart speakers?
Hello.
Hey, Alexa.
I'm Alexa.
Play KBLA Talk 1580.
Okay, let's play.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're having a conversation this morning with Dr. Ryle Sims, who's a relationship scientist. And we're talking about managing our expectations in relationships and how to sustain those marriages for 50 years and just how to get along with one another in general as a couple. And Dr. Sims, you mentioned that understanding each other's communication is a very critical key. And, you know, when it comes to expressing yourself, so paying attention to one another's words and feelings is key. How does that body language thing enter into this thing?
Well, you know, when we ask questions, it's really important to especially, you know, for couples and singles too as well. But I think it's, you know, when you ever see somebody in the hallway as you walk by and you say, hey, what's happening? How's it going? Or how you doing? And one says, good. Yeah. But then, you know, what they're saying is incongruent to what their body is saying, because their body may, you know, express excitement, but the voice sounds, you know, really sad, mm-hmm. right? And usually we stop and we go back and we go, are you sure you're okay? Right?
Right.
And it's important to know one's body language, each other, so we are aware of our significant other. So we're in tune with our significant other, you know, so we know something's wrong, right? Even when we're in a conversation, and this helps us to stay on track and to let the other person know, you know, to ask more questions a little deeper, you know, to see what we are not necessarily not telling the truth, but why are we, holding something that we should disclose. And I think body language is really, really important. And as single, I think body language is so important, especially when we're going out on these dates, these new dates. I think it's really, really important to understand that, you know, depending on the institution that you get this information from, the stats, the statistic, you know, it's between 80-95% is body language when it comes to communication, right? That's the first thing that we actually learned as a child. The only way that we can communicate as a child is through body language. So I'm trying to stop saying I teach body language. I'm starting to say that I'm helping people to be more mindful and to understand the body language that you already possess within yourself. And I think it's really, really important to use body language. And, you know, that's one of the things that I think single people are missing when they're learning how to vet, how to ask questions. And I think you're missing if you don't know how to read body language. I think it's really important.
What happens when you misread the body language? What happens when, you know, they may, you know, that sigh that you get or that feeling that they're giving you is that they're disappointed, but they may not be disappointed in you, or their disappointment may not have anything to do with you, and you misread the body language and you go forward with the wrong impression. Is it possible to misread the body language, or does the actual verbal communication supersede the body language?
I'm glad you asked that, because what I get a lot is pseudo body language, and, you know, people think that they really know body language. And and I think it's really important to, that's why asking more questions, or if you think you got it right, then ask another question just to make sure that you have that body language correct. You know, sometimes we look at a human and he's folding or she's folding her arms. Mm-hmm. So we think instantly you're not interested, but, you know, you have to be mindful to the environment around your surrounding area. And is it cold in this room? Because sometimes we fold our arms, not because we're just not interested in you, but because it's really cold. Mm-hmm. And I am really cold. I like you, but I'm really cold. So what we do is pacify ourselves. We actually hold ourselves and we cuddle ourselves, and cuddling ourselves makes us feel good. So sometimes we have to just, you know, be more mindful and not with pseudo body language, because, you know, sometimes we just, this helps us to relax. It helps us when we're nervous too as well. So we're actually cuddling ourselves in that situation, you know. So, yeah, that's why my body language classes are really important, because they're, you know, I'm giving you the myth too as well, busting the myth.
Got it. Now, if you have a question for Dr. Sims about relationships or managing your relationships, give us a call at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. So, Dr. Sims, what I took from what you just said is, you know, you may see a reaction or feel a reaction, but if you have a question, just that, question the reaction, ask the person, how are you feeling? You know, are you upset with me? Versus just making an assumption that they don't want to have anything to do with you at that time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. It's really important. That's why communication skills is just really important to have. And it will just help you in your relationship. Man, wow. I mean, it will really just, you know, just guide you into the most cohesive, vitalized, harmonious relationship ever. I mean, it's just totally awesome if you just, you know, learn the whole package of communication, not just listening and wanting to be right, right? That's one of the biggest mistakes that we all have. We go into this communication and, you know, we want to be right. So we're not listening.
Exactly.
You know, we're not listening.
Exactly. Yeah. So speaking of communication, I know one of the ways that couples communicate is through touch, you know. So let's talk a little bit about that. Is physical touch everyone's love language, so to speak, or is it just for a few people?
Oh, wow. You know, I think I was one of the first person, you know, expert here in California that talked about love languages. And one that I was just I was a little hesitant to talk about as a love language, because I believe it is a love language, but I believe it's everybody's love language. Some people think that, you know, this isn't your language, but I think touch is everyone's language. I think it's, you know, I mean, we all learned in school, right? You know, all of our senses, and touch is one of the senses. And I think touch is so important to every living, breathing creature on this earth, not just us human beings. And I think touch is something that we all need, something on our skin, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, something that we have with our central nervous system. Well, our skin has the same thing as well, of who touch us, how one touches us, you know, and what we touch, right? The primary somatic sensory cortex, you know, if we touch a glass, if we touch something hot. Mm-hmm. So I think touch is so important, how one touch me and, you know, gross touch. Right. We know the difference between a friendly touch or a gross touch. You know, the boss is saying, hey, congratulations. Good job. Great job. Right. But sometimes, you know, he may take advantage of that and rub you in the wrong way, but thinking that he can get away with it. But right. the body knows this isn't a pleasant touch. You know, this I didn't like that touch.
Right.
Right? And it's something that we have with our senses. You know, so I think touch is very important in relationships for couples. I think it's very important that we maintain touch, because when we're not touching, when we're not, you know, doing footsies, when we're not touching our feet in bed, those are body language signs as well that something's wrong in the relationship, you know, because we naturally touch. When premature babies They actually hire senior citizens to come to the hospital to rub premature babies. And this helps the development of premature babies by being rubbed. But also the senior citizen is getting a benefit from that too as well, because they're also being touched, right? You know, when a baby holds your finger, right? Mm-hmm. So touch is so important. It helps us to release serotonin and other neurotransmitters, cuddling and touching, you know, it's very important. So
when you see couples, you know, holding hands, arms around each other, you know, seems like they're all saying can't keep their hands off each other. That's a healthy sign that there's some good communication going on, not just verbally, but through touch and subtly. So we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Rael Sims, the relationship scientist. When we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580, I'm Gerald Smith, life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
Hi, I'm Dominique DePrima, and you know, like I say, I'm always on the internet. I'm playing on social media. I'm looking for a new story, and I know you do the same thing, so I want you to know about this remarkable deal. Now, fast home internet can be free with ACP discount. It's the federally funded Affordable Connectivity Program, ACP, and it offers $30 a month in discounts for households enrolled in programs like CalFresh, Medi-Cal, and Lifeline. Call 866-298-1825 to sign up today. That's 866-298-1825. 298-1825, brought to you by LA County's Delete the Divide Initiative.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Frozen Shorts. Yeah. Goes last long, it's TP Goals, yeah. Charmin's got six rolls in one, lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Brothers and sisters, we want to talk about the ballot or the bullet.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nicordelai Corte, moderator of KBLA Talk 1580's new national public affairs show, A More Perfect Union, on Sundays. Tuesday, June 7th, is Election Day, and for those of you voting by mail, we hope that you've already mailed in your ballot. For those who are voting in person, KBLA Talk 1580 has a treat for you. Once you've punched your ballot on Tuesday, drive by KBLA Talk 1580, and we have a snack and a punch for you. All you have to do is drive up to our front door at 4434 Crenshaw Boulevard on the southeast corner of Crenshaw near Vernon, and our KBLA Talk 1580 personalities will be out front ready to greet you and hand you your snack and punch through the window of your vehicle, and you can keep it pushing. So punch your ballot, and the free snack and punch is on us, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Again, head north on Crenshaw, just south of Vernon, and look for the KBLA Talk 1580 tent. We'll see you Tuesday. Brought to you by KBLA Talk 1580 and the African American Voter Registration, Education, and Participation Project.
KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Looking for legitimate political discourse? Without the bear spray? Tune in and speak out. KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, addiction counselor and life coach, and we're talking with Dr. Rael Sims, the relationship scientist, about managing our relationships. And we're going to continue our conversation. But before we do, I want to remind everyone that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. For over 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and a clear pathway to personal and professional growth. For information about the Los Angeles Urban League's programs, services, and events, log on to laul.org. That's laul.org. So in the time we have left, Dr. Sims, I want to remind our audience that if they have a question for you, to give us a call at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. And before we went to break, we were talking about touch and how important that is as it pertains to love language. So let's ask the question, is love a choice? Is love a feeling? Or is it both?
Love is both, actually. Love is both. When we, and I know the majority vote in the world is love is a choice, but you are choosing the feeling that you are getting from that person. So when we ask, you know, if love is just a choice only, then what are you choosing? What are you choosing? And then they say love. Okay, so then what is love? And you give me examples of what you think love is, and then I ask, then what does that love do to you? What does it do for you? I come to the door with a whole thing of roses, and you go, oh, my God. So what is that doing to your body? It's causing several activation, brain activations, that's causing you to feel something, right? It's activating our dopaminergic area of the brain that activates the VTA, the ventral tegmental area, the caudate nucleus, the nucleus accumbens area of the brain, which is our pleasure center, and one of our pleasure centers. And so when that is activated, it's making us feel. And the thing is when we are feeling what that person is doing for us, right, then you choose if you want to stay in this relationship or not, right? And that's where love is a feeling and a choice, because, you know, when we first start, it's feelings. Now, I know people say, beginning stage. That's the altered state of consciousness, the euphoria that we're experiencing, and that it'll eventually die out. And see, chemistry doesn't work like that, because if it dies out, let's just say it does. I mean, it does. Chemistry will die, and it will die out. And when it does, you don't have a relationship. You're not in a relationship. You're ready to get a divorce. You're ready to separate. You're ready to split up, because you don't want someone. If there is no chemistry, you don't want that person touching you. It feels awkward when that person's touching you. You don't want to hold hands, what we talked about earlier. You don't want to cuddle. You don't want to do the footsies in bed. You are separate. You totally are separate. One is way on the other side of the bed. The other one's on the other side of the bed. So you don't want to touch. That's because there is no chemistry now. The chemistry is gone, right? So we think in the relationship that that's what happens, and now you have to focus on your relationship, your real relationship. And yes, falling in love is the infatuation part, yes. And we're experiencing all of these neurotransmitters, phenylephrine, dopamine, serotonin. You know, yes, we're experiencing those, but it doesn't die away. It just decreases. And that's something that we have to understand when we are explaining, when we're in this conversation, is love a choice or a feeling? We have to understand it.
Hold that point, Dr. Sims. We're going to wrap things up when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580. You're listening to Urban Family Focus.
You're listening to the all-new Weekend Lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
the Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BAW Business Ready, and BWARP. The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Hello, my name is Gina Viola, and I'm running to be the next mayor of Los Angeles. I am honored to have the personal endorsements of Black Lives Matter Los Angeles leaders Dr. Malina Abdullah and Baba Akili. I'm an activist, organizer, and a mother of two LAUSD children. I am fighting for a $39 an hour living wage, housing for all, and redirecting our funds from the overbloated LAPD budget to invest in our communities like we've never seen before. The time is now for transformation over reform, a time to reimagine a world that's truly fit for our children and future generations. We have a unique opportunity in this primary to vote our values, to vote for us, not against us. I humbly ask for your vote. Please vote Gina Viola for mayor on or before June 7th and visit gina4la.com. This message was paid for by Viola for Mayor 2022, 445 South Figueroa Street, Suite 3100, Los Angeles, California, 90071. Additional information is available at ethics.lacity.org.
The National Coalition of 100 Black Women Los Angeles Chapter will host its annual Who's Who in the Community Scholarship Fundraiser Gala on Saturday, June 11th, 2022, from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. This year's award ceremony theme is Unsung Sheroes, honoring exceptional women in the greater Los Angeles community. Save the date, June 11th, at the Proud Bird Restaurant Tuskegee Room from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m., featuring keynote guest speaker Wendy Gladney, founder of Forgiving for Living Incorporated. The evening will be a celebration honoring dynamic women, including dining, music, dancing, and a silent auction. Individual tickets, tables, ad space, and sponsorships are available. To purchase, please email 100blackwomenla@gmail.com or visit the website 100blackwomen.org/gala.
Now back to more of the all-new weekend lineup here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And today we're having a conversation with Dr. Ryle Sims, relationship scientist on managing relationships. Dr. Sims, we only have a couple of minutes left. So let's use this time to let people know how to get in touch with you. I know there were some people who probably were too bashful to call in, but they have a question for you. So let people know how they can get in touch with you and some of the things you got coming up in the near future.
Absolutely. They could contact me, drryelsims.com. You could find me on Facebook, Ryle Sims, the relationship scientist. The relationship scientist on Instagram. And and that's one. And those of you who are on Clubhouse as well, Dr. Ryle Sims on Clubhouse, and Love Songs, Love Lessons is a show that I have for just a place to go to decompress and listen to music and hear interviews with celebrities about love theme type music. And yeah, that's one.
So and that Dr. Ryle Sims, we want to make sure people get that right. That's R-Y-E-A-L.
Oh, the spelling.
It's R-Y-E-A-L Sims, S-I-M-M-S. Dr. Sims, thank you for being with us today on Urban Family Focus and sharing some knowledge on relationship management. Urban Family Focus is signing off. Black Lives Matter is next. You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.